Welcome to the Sammartino Yoga Podcast. We're just going to start off with Yoga Nidra. You can make yourself comfortable on your back in any way that you wish and cover yourself up with a blanket. Make sure that you're well extended through your spine. Use your elbows to just come up a little bit and press your lower back into the floor. And then take the bottom of your skull and lengthen it out so that your body gets the idea of lengthening. After a while, it becomes a habit to do that. In the beginning, you have to kind of guide yourself in that direction, but then after a while, it becomes a habit. You just bend your knees a little bit, and then you push your lower back into the floor. And then when you straighten your leg out, your sacrum will catch, and so that there's a little bit of traction that's set up between your sacrum and your lower ribs. And then roll your head from side to side, bring it back to a central position. If you wear glasses, you can take them off. And remember, you can always move your position. You can roll over on your side. You can sit up if you want to. You can put a bolster underneath your knees if that feels better. And you can also, if you like, put something over your eyes if you like to. Sometimes just your band folded over and laying over the eyes is nice. Nidra means sleep. It's a yoga sleep. And the purpose of Yoga Nidra is to allow your whole physical body to become very, very, very relaxed while your mind stays awake. And this is so that you can expand that auric field and allow the yoga to permeate through your body and have it be more integrated within you, and the whole field, pranic field of your body, become energized and expansive. You're spiritually awake in a relaxed, calm body. Spiritually awake in a relaxed, calm body. Allowing the breath to move in and out. Allowing your breath to breathe you in whatever way it wishes to. Allowing your head to feel heavy and sink in towards your mat. And allowing the whole back of your body to be weighted and sink in towards your mat. And allowing your arms to be weighted and to sink in towards the mat. Allowing your pelvis and your legs to be weighted down equally and sink towards the mat. And then just sweeping down the back of your body, from the back of your head through to the back of your shoulders, and down the whole of the back of your body and the back of your legs. Sweeping down and sinking down and back in towards your mat. Feeling your breath move through you. And allowing, letting go, surrendering, releasing, floating in your body. And then sensing your arms and legs as comfortably heavy. My arms and legs are comfortably heavy. My arms and legs are comfortably heavy. My breath breathes me. I am being breathed by my breath. My tummy is warm, warm, warm. And just have a sense that through your tummy, through your solar plexus, it's warm. My arms and legs are comfortably heavy. My breath breathes me. I am being breathed by my breath. My solar plexus is warm. My forehead is cool. Just imagine a cool cloth placed over your forehead. My forehead is cool. My solar plexus is warm. My arms and legs are comfortably heavy. My breath breathes in me. I am being breathed by my breath. Arms and legs comfortably heavy. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My solar plexus is warm. My forehead is cool. My arms and legs are comfortably heavy. My breath breathes me. I am being breathed by my breath. I am at peace. I am at peace. Mentally alert in a relaxed, calm body. I am at peace. I am at peace. Mentally alert and spiritually awake. I am at peace. I am at peace. Mentally alert and spiritually awake. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My arms and legs are comfortably heavy. My breath breathes me. My solar plexus is warm, warm. My forehead is cool, cool. My heartbeat is calm and regular. I am at peace. I am at peace. Mentally alert and spiritually awake. That while the back of your head is resting comfortably into your mat, that there's an imaginary line and it's moving from the top of your head down in front of your ears and down to your neck. And the whole back of your head behind that imaginary line is sinking deeply into the mat. And the front of your head, including your face, is light, is very, very light. Your forehead is light. Your eyes are very light. Your cheeks are light. Your lips are light. The whole front of your head, in front of that imaginary line, is very light. And the back of your head, including your ears, is sinking deeper and deeper into your mat. And we carry that imaginary line down through your neck, and the whole back of your neck sinks deep, deeply into the mat. And the front is light, and from your neck all the way through to the top of your head sinks back deep into your mat. And the whole front is very light, very light. And continuing that imaginary line down through your torso, the whole back part of your torso, and bringing it down through your arms, so the back part of your arms, the back of your torso, the back of your hands, is very heavy and rests down in towards the mat, while the front part of your torso, including your chest and the front of your arms down to your waist, is very light. It's floating, floating. So the back part of you, including the back part of your head, including your ears down through the back half of your neck, with this imaginary line coming down through your shoulders, down to your waist, and all down your arms through your hands and fingertips, is heavy, and it sinks down into your mat. It actually makes an imprint into your mat, while the whole front part of the front of your head coming down through your face, the neck, and down through your chest, and down through the front part of your arms, all the way down through to your hands, is light. It floats. It floats. It floats. It's very light. It floats. And this imaginary line comes down through your pelvis. And the whole of the back part of your pelvis rests down, down heavily into the mat, while your tummy is light and it floats. It's very light. And coming down your legs with this imaginary line, the back part of your legs from the middle backwards all the way down through your foot and your heels rest deeply into your mat, while the front part of your legs all the way down through, in through the top of your foot, is light. It's very, very light. So the whole back part of your body, from the back of your head all the way down through your neck, through your back, through the back of your arms, down through your pelvis, pelvis and down through your legs, through to your heels, rests deeply, deeply into the mat. While the whole front part, including your face, the front of your neck, all the way down through the front of your chest, the torso, and through your arms, all the way down through the front of your arms, and your tummy, through the front part and down through your legs, is very light, very light. Very light, 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 light. Bring to mind something that you need to know about, either personally, professionally, creatively. And if there's a particular person involved, bring that forward too. Or if it's a group of people, let that whole group of people come forward. Or if it's something creatively you need to know about, then just leave it there as a concept. And then have that part of yourself that we call mini-me, you call by name, and just allow that part of yourself to walk out over beautifully cut green grass with your bare feet. And you're walking over this beautifully cut green grass on a lovely, comfortable, warm day with bare feet. And you look off into the distance, and there in the distance is something that you need to know more about. It's represented there in the distance through a symbol, an individual, or whatever. And you walk towards it. And as you walk towards it, it is coming towards you. And as you walk forward and it's coming towards you, notice what happens as the two of you meet. As you meet, just watch what happens. And note it. And we'll just give you a little bit while longer. And then gradually leave that. Walk back over the green grass on your comfortable, feels so wonderful on your feet, and back in towards you, and allow yourself to integrate back in. And then just give yourself a chance to get a sense of that. So that I get a sense of how that worked, just stay where you are. And if you learned something new about that situation, just put up your hand. And now we'll try another technique. We'll see how that works. Just once again, get a sense of something that you need to know about. And get a sense of that. And let it come in close to you. And just hold it there close to you. And at a certain point that only you can decide, it's as if a balloon pops, as if something just opens up quickly. And then just let it open up quickly and have a sense of what that reveals to you. And if that revealed something to you, just put up your hand. And then return to your breath. And just let the breath move through you. Now we'll just try another technique. Bring whatever you need to know about into your heart. And with a breath so soft that not even you can hear it, begin to palpitate your heart chakra. With a breath so soft that not even you can hear it, palpitate your heart chakra as if you were fanning an ember, so that the ember could become a flame. And then let the ember, at some point, allow it or imagine it to turn into a flame, like a Bunsen burner flame that's hot. And allow that flame to burn in the center of your heart chakra. And then take whatever you're concerned about around that issue and throw it into that Bunsen burner flame and let it burn up. If it doesn't burn up, get a sense of what it does. And then allow that flame to become smaller and smaller, more and more compressed, until it's just like the size of a little mustard seed. Compress it and compress it. And as you put that little mustard seed into just a little teeny space at the center of the heart chakra, notice that written on that little seed is the word love. And let it rest there. And let it vibrate there because it's so filled with the power of that flame, which is so much bigger than a mustard seed. And then take right into that space of the heart. Take whatever you need to know and bring it there into the room of the heart. This very comfortable room with mini me and you. And then let it talk to you. Let it commune to you. And you sit quietly and listen to what it is saying to you from your heart. Try not to interfere. Let your heart talk to you. So that I know how this is going. If this one was helpful, just put your hand up and then rest back into the room of your heart with that greater awareness. And then just very slowly wiggle your toes a little bit. Wiggle your fingers a little bit. Roll your head from side to side a little bit. Stretch out a little bit. Bend your knees a little bit. Breathe deeply a little bit. Wake up a little bit. Roll over a little bit.
Thank you for listening to the San Martino Yoga Podcast.